Dear brothers and sisters and family and friends, welcome to 611 Bread of Life, Big Family. And I want you to join me with a humble heart and let us enter into the Word of God.
Last week and the week before that, then Pastor Joshua and Dr. HK share on Ephesians chapter 1. So this service was not normally recorded, but now we are going to record it. You don't understand what Pastor Joshua and Dr. HK preached the other 2 weeks, then give us a wave. But if you understand, then Pastor Joshua was worried that you don't understand. So if we keep on preaching Ephesians chapter, but that will fill of like cloud of confusion, not the cloud of glory. No one understands what's going on. So Pastor Joshua decided that he will be the one who preach on Book of Ephesians. For other speakers, we will respond to what he has preached on Book of Ephesians. So remember 2 weeks ago, Pastor Joshua preached on a sermon without title, without a sermon outline, only title. Chosen before the creation of the world, follow all our lifetime till eternity. Just the title, we don't understand that. But there is one thing I got. What is the mystery that Paul keeps saying? That we are sons of God. We are sons of God. That we are not the corrupt second generation of the rich, that we just enjoy our lives and then we squander everything. No, we are not that people. We arise and rule over all things. It sounds so vast. And then what Pastor HK shared, that to stir up, to inspire, to lift up, that is so great. So what can we do? So hearing that, we feel that it's so hard. Maybe it's related to pastors, but it's unrelated to me. That may sound like that. Maybe you're afraid of the height, and then you're afraid of taking a flight, and then maybe you're arguing with your spouse. How can I enter into the truth, the mystery that Apostle Paul says that we can accomplish what the Son of God wants to accomplish, but do not be afraid. So we can copy. If there's something for us to copy, if we don't understand, we copy. We don't need to create something from nothing. If we can copy something, then there is a way for us. So today the message, follow the example of the Son of God. Yes, follow the example of the Son of God. We are reading Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5 to 18. Let's all read it in your own language. Lord, we thank you for this service, that your grace is here. That is such a sunny day. We come and worship you. May you be gracious to the words shared, that everyone will open our hearts. We can understand and then we can live it out. I pray for every brother and sister watching online. Maybe we are worshiping at home. Let our hearts be open and fear you. Let your word enter into our spirit so that we may follow you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Humble himself and gave up his life, tasting death for everyone. Point one. That was 5 to 9. humbled himself and gave up his life, tasting death for everyone. Verse 5. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking. So in the book of Hebrews, it does talk about angels, because at that time, the Christian doctrine is the doctrine on Christ is not formed. So that's why men despise Christ being in the form of a person and live on earth. So they pursue angel, they exalt angel. So Paul said, it is not to angels that God has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking. And verses 6 to 8, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them, a son of man that you care for him? So we're familiar with this verse. That's Psalm chapter 8. You made them a little lower than the angel. Or you make them a little lower than the angel temporarily, and then you crown them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them. To him. When the Hebrews just focus their eyes on angels, the book of the author of Hebrews say, no, we focus on men, not angels. God made human a little lower than the angel temporarily, but God crowned them with glory and honor. So glory is our position, and then honor is about our life energy. And then put everything under their feet, that means they have work to do. So where do we get this concept from? That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Verse 27, God made man, God created man and women in his image, in his likeness. This how honorable and how glorious. And bless them. The blessing from God, and say to them, you need multiply and subdue the earth. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. That means everything. That's the destiny God has given mankind. But then here it says, but yet at present we do not see everything subject to them. Hebrews 2:8. At the time, everything is not under our feet. But now at the moment, mankind do not get along with all creation. So here, the author of Hebrews move our focus from us to mankind, from angels to mankind. He says that no, mankind have not accomplished this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. So we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel temporarily. So Jesus should be above angels. He is like God. He is just like God. But here he just make a little lower than the angel temporarily. Now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. So that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. We know how Jesus humbled himself again, again, and again. So remember Sun Wasu? He didn't consider himself equal with God because he is the Son of God. He humbled himself and took on the form of man. So he was not as restricted by man, the physical form, but now he humbled himself. And then he humbles himself again. So he reduces himself to like, you know, a fertilized egg and then go into the woman's uterus, so helpless. And then he humbles again. He was born in a manger. He was not born in a royal family. Just like all of us here, he was born in a carpenter's family. And he was called the illegitimate son. Son of Mary. So he sacrificed himself for us, humiliated for us, and then he humbled even more. He died on the cross. He humbled himself even more. He went into the tomb, went into the hell. That's what Jesus did by coming to the earth. Humbled himself and denied himself, gave up his life. What was the purpose? So that everyone can taste death. Who can taste death? It's for us. Because we have sinned. We are separated from God. So we definitely will face death. God, mankind will die. So Jesus humbled himself, gave up his life so that he be like us. And he died, and he tasted death for us. No, you don't have to die. I will die on your behalf or in your place. That's what Jesus did for us. This is the life of Jesus. As a son of God, as the son of God, he didn't have to do that. He shouldn't have done that. He could. He doesn't have to. He just on earth. He was high in the heaven watching people die. But God wants to restore mankind to become sons of man, the power and authority as sons of man, of God. So that's why God sent Jesus to come on earth and die in place of humankind. Pay the highest price. So praise God. His example doesn't stay here. If his example just stay here, then no one dares to be like him. But the thing is, he was crowned with cloud glory and honor again, because he rose from the dead. He ascended to the highest, so that he was seated on the right hand of God, and God crowned him with glory and honor. So people can see from afar the glory and honor that Jesus has tasted, has crowned. So we need to learn from Jesus. We are the children of God. We need to learn to pay high price. You know, for us, what do we not want to do? We don't want to be looked down on, right? We don't want to be despised. We don't want to be accused wrongly. Any one of you, you cannot be accused wrongly. I can do anything, but don't accuse me wrongly. And I don't want to suffer loss. That's who we are. But look at Jesus. Yes, you accuse him wrongly. He can even taste death. He can taste even death. This is the Son of God. But he doesn't stay here, stop here. What does God do? God crowned him with glory and honor. Brothers and sisters, if we are like Jesus, we stand in our position given us, And then we sacrifice ourselves for others. No, I don't mean that you should die. But it's worse than death is, maybe you accused wrongly. Maybe you are not wrong, but you need to apologize. Or you need to pay a high price. You say, no, I didn't do this. Why do I have to pay the price? But you stand on that position and then you pay the price. And pay the price for others. So others should have paid the price. But they can't afford to do it. God knows that we cannot afford to pay the price. So that's why he sent Jesus to die in our stead. That many other people cannot pay the price of their mistakes. Are you willing to say, okay, I will pay the price. I will pay the price for you. And then fulfill this good, beautiful relationship. This is what God wants us to do. God has changed me a lot in this area. I'm not good at apologizing. I have not done wrong. Why do I have to apologize? Of course not. If I make mistakes, you're so good with me. Why do I have to apologize to you? No, I don't need to, right? So I don't need to apologize regardless. I don't want to be humiliated. I don't want to lose face. But after knowing Pastor Jason, God gives me an example. But he apologized quite easily. Oh, I'm sorry. 1,000 times. He didn't lose anything. Oh, okay, it doesn't seem so bad about apologizing. But as soon as I become Christians, Jesus has the very right to condemn others. But every wrongdoing of ours, he never point fingers on us. So he will do it on our behalf and then he forgives our sins. Why? Because he died for us. Because he died for us, so he can forgive us. So towards my son, my children, to my cell members, or my department staff, I would think, what would the Lord do? Yes, I have the right. I have the right to be angry. I have the right to scold him and then punish him or drive him out. But Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus paid the price for me. So we can pay the price for others. But as I do that, then people's life can be held up, and then people's life can connect with Jesus. Yes, I should have paid the price, but now someone paid the price for me. Some people go extra miles for me. He should have preached, but I will preach on his behalf. He should go on stage, but that's okay, I will do it. Then they will be touched, they will be moved. Then the relationship restored. Do I lose anything? No, I have not lost anything. But on the other hand, people will respect me more. Amen. So God still crowned me with glory and honor. All glory to our Jesus. Yes, this is the way of Jesus is for us all. The second point. Lead people into glory and make them rule over all things. Verses 10 to 18. Lead people into glory and make them rule over all things. Verse 10, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. It's a long sentence, so it's fitting. That's in original text. It is fitting. this is fitting for doing this, what do we do? For whom and through whom everything exists, that means God, right? The only God, the creator God. So everything came through it and belongs to him. There is a purpose. He has a purpose to bring many sons and daughters to glory. Verse 10. How to lead them? The sinners, the glorious God. No, the distance is too far off. This is such a big gap. God cannot, that he is holy, we are filthy. God gives us this grace. That make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. So Jesus is the pioneer of their salvation. He is the pioneer. He is the firstborn. The beloved child of God. Together with God, he will lead many sons and daughters to glory. But what is this glory? That's the sonship of God. That the glory is that they rule over all things. They can rule over all things. That's what God wants us to do. Wants to do. Let's read on. Verse 11. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. God is Jesus is the one who make men holy and we are made holy. We are one. We are of God. Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers. So in the church, we call each other brothers and sisters because we have one Heavenly Father. We also believe in Jesus, our Savior. We are connected with Him and we become one with Him. So Jesus is the head, we are the body. We are one tree of life. Because Jesus is the vine, we are the branch. And then and then God is the vine dresser. Verses 12 to 13, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here am I and the children of God, God's children God's given me. So it's quoting the Old Testament, Psalm 21:22, Isaiah 12:2, Isaiah 8:18. If we go back to the scriptures, it talks about the life of Jesus on earth. How should the Son of God live on earth? So Jesus lives the way, so can we. I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. Declare God's names. Jesus declare God's names. So we live in order to preach the name of the Lord. So the short-term mission team go wherever they can declare the name of the Lord. And in the assembly, I will sing your praises. That's Psalm 22:22. In the assembly, we worship him, we praise him, just like what we did. And together we worship God. So worshiping God is the connection between God on earth and man on earth, on God in heaven and man on earth. And we display God's goodness. So that means we magnify it so that all people can see it. And everyone in the physical world can see. Isaiah 2 and then I will put my trust in Him. We have our trouble. That's why we need to be saved. When we have problems, we need to trust in God. So Jesus faced troubles, He sought God. And we face difficulty, we seek God as well. We seek God and the Holy Spirit. And here am I and the children God has given me. So here am I is powerful and it's a joyful declaration. Dun, 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 here am I. This is the children God has given me. They belong to you. Under your discipleships, you give birth and then you raise them. So Jesus, that's what he does. He did on earth. He said, here am I, the disciples. And then he said to God about his disciples, the children you have given me. And he said, these are the children you give me. He always connects with God while on earth. This should be the example we live on earth. So we close our eyes and think about our 24 hours. Is that what we do for 24 hours? What do we do when we wake up? Do we say good morning to Jesus? Do we praise God? And then we say, oh no, it's going to be a hard day ahead. But tomorrow is the happiest because it's going to be typhoon number 8, right? A lot of time we think like that. But here it tells us, Jesus did not spend his life like this. We should learn from Jesus. We worship God, praise God, and praise his name, declare his name. He said, wow, this is awesome. This is awesome. God, you are awesome. God, you're so good. We see the nature. And we say, God, you are a wonderful artist. You know how to make the color. We face troubles. And then we cry out to God. And then we turn to God. We do not rely on ourselves. We don't just complain and being bitter, resentful, but we trust in God. We are not alone. We just say, here am I, the children you give me. That's the life God wants each of his children to live. Amen. Verses 14 to 15. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death, he too shared. The children have flesh and blood, and so was he. So we don't say that we believe in Jesus, we don't live on earth, we still have flesh and blood. He too share in their humanity. He too shared in their humanity. So the children have flesh and blood. And then Jesus also have a share in the children. That's the word became flesh. We have our flesh. And Jesus is the word. The word that is with men. But he took on the form that he had flesh and blood weaknesses. He will be tired. He will be thirsty. He will be hungry. He will be sick. And he died as well. That's how Jesus can relate and identify himself with us. What is the purpose? So that by his death, he may destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. and then we and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Because Adam ate from the tree of knowing good and evil, so the devil had the power. He has the power to the door to the gates of hell. He doesn't open the door. So then people die, he doesn't open the door, people cannot leave. So we are in slavery by their fear of death. But Jesus comes, so he lived his life as a human being. He has lived the whole life as human. And he died on the cross. And then he defeated those who have the power of death. And then the key of Satan is now in the hand of Jesus. The gates of death open. Then we can be delivered from death. That's what Jesus did. His purpose is so that we can be restored to how God had created us and rule over all things. Now the third point. We will continue first. Verse 16, for indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Verses 17 to 18, therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sin of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Jesus was tempted by the devil in the desert. He went through all temptations. He survived all the attack from the scribes and Pharisees. But he did all that in God's way, the Son of God ways. So whatever God does, whatever Jesus did, we can do the same. So Jesus conquered death. That's the reason why God sent Jesus to live on earth. Because he was tempted and then he was overcome. He overcame temptation. So Jesus, the devil used all that he could, and then Jesus keeps saying that it is written, it is written, it is written. So he didn't fall into temptation. So Jesus can deliver us who are being tempted. And here, save, release. It doesn't mean just to So the original text means when the mother heard the little baby cry, and they cried, and then we'll go and see what he's up to. There's a speed. So Jesus is the same when he see what people has tempted. So, you are tempted. I will come and rescue you, save you. Everything, every problems in our life, Jesus has been through all. When my eyes was injured, Jesus told me I was hurt as well. I was injured as well. Yeah, that's true, right? But his injury was much worse than mine. So immediately I connect with Jesus. A wounded Lord, once wounded Lord. He understands my agony, my helplessness, and then that torment. In everything, you can connect yourself with God. And he has experienced all. But you may be betrayed in marriage. But he was betrayed by his own disciple whom he gave birth to, he created, he raised him up, and then he helped him. So Jesus understands everything we go through, but he can lead us out of it. He can deliver us so that we can connect with God, so that we can be like him. He is the royal priesthood. I will show you a picture. Many people told me, what is the tree of life? Why we just say that it's Jesus, why do we talk about tree of life? We walk around, I'm not a tree. Have you heard of anything say that? I love hearing people asking me, because I ask the same. Why Pastor Joshua keeps saying tree of life? So I said, but the Bible does talk about a tree of life in the Genesis and in the book of Revelation. Then why can't we talk about tree of life? That's true. But I am a man. How can I be a tree? So I just thought it through. This helped us to come to know God deeper. So brother and sister, it is still developing. Do not give up so soon. And don't just, don't do it blindly. Okay, Pastor Joshua talks about tree of life, so we are tree of life, I don't know why. Don't go to extremes. We need to enter into the truth. We are truly tree of life. So the tree of life doesn't grow from the earth. It's connected, the root is from heaven. Because Jesus say, I come from above. I am from above. Jesus came from above, lived on earth and died on the cross. And then rose from the dead and ascended to the heavens and be crowned with glory and honor. In the book of James, every good and perfect gift is from above. Brothers and sisters, is your mind in your head or on your toe? Our heart is closer to our head because we need to be connected with the above. Your connector is actually going upward, is to go upward. We are connected with Jesus. Jesus, as the example of he is the Son of God. He humbled himself and gave up his life. And then he received crown, glory and honor. We need to learn and walk on this way as he did. So we humble ourselves, give up our lives. We receive glory and crown from God, glory and honor from God. We follow the example of the Son of God. We are the church, and from the church we bear so much fruit. I don't want to be too messy. So every fruit should have a name. If our roots are humility and self-sacrifice, we'll bear much, much fruit, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, peace, joy, right? All kinds of fruits of the tree of life, we will keep bearing it. This self-control, we need it. But we cannot control ourselves by ourselves. We need to trust in God. If we cannot do it, we need to trust in God. Then we can bear the fruit of self-discipline. So the tree of life, fruit is not to throw above. It's to supply all people. The alumine, if they go to the Osaka, Oh, the elderly church actually just went to the wonderful 611 in Hong Kong. So, you know, the elderly in their 80s memorizing scriptures, and then they were like, I'm not as old as him, so I need to memorize scriptures. Then you will bear much fruit. We learn from the example of Jesus, we are filled by the Holy Spirit. Then we will bear much of the tree of life fruit, so that on earth, we can be delivered. We are not afraid of death, we overcome temptations. All our fears will be replaced by Jesus. What are you afraid of? And Jesus can replace them all. That's great, right? Jesus is awesome. And then we are sanctified, and then we can be perfect. We can be, the Word became flesh. Just like Stephen and Peggy's testimony. They are, the Word became flesh. And they talk to their own children. Is that okay? Are you okay for me to, for us to go? I am the father, I am the mother, and I pay myself. Where, what can you say? The world, that's what. We know her struggles. The Word became flesh and talked to her, understanding her difficulties, her fear, and understand her fear. So brothers and sisters, let's learn from Jesus. So Jesus does that to save us as our, we are the Word become flesh. We can restore many people. Isaiah 61. All these, the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, for the glory, for the display of His glory. What is a tree of life? So tree of life is more than Jesus. So Jesus, tree of life is more than Christians. So tree of life is that we connect with Jesus. We also this join hand with Jesus, and then we have a say over the whole earth. So by God's ways, God, God's perspective, His attitude, we rule over all things. So towards God, we pray, intercede for the whole earth. To the whole earth, then we show God's kindness. Amen. I want to share with you my life testimony. I grew up in a family of shame, disgrace. When I was young, my dad spent his time in jail. So my mom said, don't tell others. Don't tell anyone. Shh. Don't tell people this, don't tell people that. My grandma says the same. I feel like I was in this disgrace. I can tell other people nothing. Everything is not good. And then we are poor. And then one day someone brought me to church. So I said to my mom, I said, no, you cannot go to church because we worship idols. We have nothing to do with Christians. But that is gift, I told her. Take the gifts back, but don't go back again. We like the gifts. We are greedy for the materials. We don't know how precious Jesus is, how precious this salvation is. We have nothing to do with. But Jesus keeps telling me, I have a part in you. I can have a part in you. I die for you. From secondary school, college, everyone keep evangelizing to me. So I learned to speak to Jesus. And then I realized that I become more and more lucky. And one day, I say, no, I must be baptized. But the church did not ask us to be baptized. If no one tells you to be baptized, you need to take the initiatives. So I asked the church, when can I be baptized? Because I want to tell others. This God died for me. I want to tell before everyone that I have a relationship with Him. I believe in Jesus, and then I get to know Him. My life is changed. So Pastor Jason knows what I was like. So he says that I never won a fight because I'm too small, but then I never lose in an argument because I'm very eloquent. So when I argue with my older sisters, she cannot win me over the argument. And then she beat me up, and then I cry, and then my mom beat her. Why do I need to sacrifice myself? Hey, I always win. She always lose. So when I scold others, I don't need to pause. My mouth is full of bad words. I lie. I tell lies. The family, this community taught me when I had nothing to do with Jesus. But as I know the Son of God, Jesus, He said, no, you don't have to do this. You don't have to say all this. You can make better use of your mouth when you comfort others, and then they will be comforted. So many people, their lives is in the struggling. They are fatherless. They have two kids, they are helpless. And then I tell them that, yes, I grew up in the similar family. Less trust in Jesus. And I lead them to prayer and then to receive Jesus and then to accompany them. That my life can be changed. And I have the strength to give. I can give my words. I can share my perspectives. I can share my love with God. I live on earth like a tree of life. I am a tree of life because I always connect with Jesus. Whenever I don't connect with Jesus, then my bad example, my life comes up. But when I connect with the Lord, then we are the tree of life. We bless all our brothers and sisters. Together, we become the tree of life church. Let's stand and worship our God. I want to call those who come for the first time or you have not received Jesus into your life. In the name of Jesus, I call you. Receive Jesus into your life and connect with Him. Your life will be different. Maybe you think that your life is not easy. A lot of difficulties. A lot of things you want to overcome, but you can't. You're afraid. And then you're afraid of the interpersonal relationship. You're afraid of the unseen field for a future, but Jesus wants to lead you on. If that's you, then give us a wave. All glory to God. We encourage you to come to the front. Come and receive Jesus. How He has helped me and walked with me. He will do the same with you. Anyone else? You say that I am clueless in interpersonal relationship. He will help you. You say, no, I cannot make money. I don't know how to manage my finance, but Jesus has the, he will help you. He has the wisdom. Receive Jesus into your life. All your life, you will be different. God will crown you with glory and honor. And then you will be influential. I cannot tell other people anything. But if you have Jesus, you'll be different. Then you can bear fruit. Anyone else? Anyone else? Typhoon number three, I am calling you. Anyone? During the typhoon day, receive Jesus into your life. All glory to our God. Anyone else? We ask angel to lead you into prayer. Repeat after me in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. I'm willing to open my heart and receive you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for what I have done in the past. I'm willing to come before you and to confess my sin. May you help me in my life, in my interpersonal relationship, and you will guide me and be with me and lead and come out of all difficulties. All honor and glory, may you crown me. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. May the Spirit of God fill you and bless you. We want to continue to pray for you. Please be seated. Time over to Pastor Jason. All glory to our God. We thanks Pastor Anna's wonderful message. I will want to give you a bigger picture so that you can enter into the truth better. God has created mankind to rule over all things. But quickly, Adam sinned. And then the world is corrupt. And then the flood came. And then everything starts again. But soon after, people went to worship the Babel Tower. We are in that cycle of corruption. Because of God's wonderful plan, God called Abraham so that they spent 400 years in Egypt. God's salvation started with Exodus, and God brought them to the land of flowing milk and honey. You were a slave, weren't you? Now I set you free, and I give you this land. I'm the one who loves you most. Just obey the Ten Commandments, that's it. I give you the life and I bless you everything. Then just get along well with each other. That's all I want. Don't kill anyone. Don't covet people's stuff. And then observe the Sabbath and then worship God. Isn't that good? That's easy. But we can't do it. We can't. Then what do we do? God sent prophets to, you know, discipline or scold people. But people did not listen to the prophet. And then God just decided to give in all. Oh, okay, he just say that, you know, if you don't listen, I will destroy your country. But the Israel just say, even if you destroy my country, I won't care about you. That's the case. That's how corrupt mankind is. God says, let's debate, let's reason together. Then mankind say, why do I bother? No, I ignore you, God. God allowed the holy temple to be totally destroyed. If you don't want to, you don't care about me, I don't care about you. I don't talk to you for 400 years. So that you know how painful it is to be without God. And then at the end, Jesus comes. Then what does Jesus do? But actually, mankind has a lot of, we don't listen to advices. If people try to convince us, urge us, we say, you don't know me. You, your husband loves you so much, you don't know how much I suffer. Your children are good, you don't know how I feel because my child left church. You are living a good life, I am so poor. That's what mankind is. So people will try to talk to you out of good intention, but you just refuse to listen. Are you like that? Are you like that? I am like that. A lot of us is like that. And then Jesus said, I will humble myself. I will come on earth. I am part of you. I draw close to you. I don't keep a distance from you. I just live among you. And I spend time with you. Okay, I'm just going to give you a demonstration, okay? Don't take it personal. Jesus comes to the among the people. As we all sit down, that it means something. We commit sin, we should die. That we should die. And then the power of death is in the hand of devil. It doesn't mean that the devil will kill us. The life and death are in the man, is in the hand of God. So for devil, for example, you sit here, you have no authority to stand. That means you are bound in death. That's who we are. And then we groan and we suffer until now. And then Jesus comes. And then we come to know him. I know how sad, how painful it is. You're so good. But a lot of people bully you, right? And then you have not done good all the time. So you judge yourself. Okay, don't take it personal. Yes, I know. A lot of people also scold me. You don't need to talk back. Your boss scold you once? Just once, right? Just like for 1 second. But you remember it for 10 years. It's like he has scolded you for 10 years. You don't have to be like this. I'm like you. We believe that this God is good. God doesn't treat us this way. So he feels like I understand him. Then I can raise him up. then he becomes flesh and blood. That you have a part. I give you an example. Your children left church, and then my children also left church. You were in serious illness. Yes, I also had a serious illness. That's how I walk it through. You experienced betrayal, so did I. We do need this. We need companion. And then you understand me. And then I start to take interest in you. That you are the Son of God, Jesus. And then lift him up from that position. Then he can learn a lot. He learned to pray, to read the word of God. Then he's more and more free. And all the bondage from the world breaking off. God lifts us up. Then we can go higher and higher. And then now he's on stage. And God continues to tell him, remember you were sitting there. And one day you will stand on that platform. I have a glorious plan on you. You were chosen from before the creation of the world. You become head over all things with Jesus. What do we do? You remember how I did it in the past. You go down. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you. And the Lord has anointed you to preach the good news to the poor and sent you to heal the brokenhearted, release captives, and the prisoners be released. And we built ancient ruins and built the desolation. The message today tells us, yes, we need to enter into glory. Yes, we need to rule over all things. But what is the way? What is the path? The Word became flesh and go into the crowd, identify with them. If your husband is watching animation, just watch with him. He's like an addiction, and then you talk to him. Wow, how come you like to watch so much? And then he talks to you, and then he will walk with you. That's the case. All glory to our God. We need to take the way that is the Word became flesh. Identify with their roles, their identity, their journey, their experience. And everything will be connected with Jesus Christ. And we can enter into glory in this path. Do not try to lecture your spouse. Do not lecture your children. The first word you say, they know what you are going to say. You don't understand them, but they understand you because you keep repeating yourself. You don't want to listen to them, you just want to talk to them. And that he too share the flesh and blood. May God help us. Let's worship our God.
Thank you.
God gives me an insight during worship. When we don't feel being understood, even though he won't respond to the gospel, he just rather go down to heaven, to hell. That's what happened. May God help us. If you can squat, so you squat or kneel if you could, and you ask your neighbor just very briefly and then bless them. If you kneel down, that means you are willing to be flesh. I dwell amongst you. I have interest. I take interest in you. As prompted, then you just bless your neighbors.
好，就这样子来祝福祷告。
我哋就咁样嚟到去祝福祷告。
你们祷告祝福完就可以起立了。
You can rise after blessing each other.
In
the name of Jesus, I bless everyone. May your heart be filled with the love of God. In each difficult situation, you see that God has been through this, and then you can be strengthened. And then in action, you become help to people around you. God wants to raise you up. God wants to use you and raise you up with your life, with your whole life. God will bless a generation. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, I believe the Word of God has blessed you. And if you want to find out more, please visit our website. We have online cell group wherever you are. Also, all the offering information is on our website. I hope to see you again next week.